Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're giving you a quick, comprehensive look at the sources and stories your students are reading right now.
That's right. Our whole mission here is to condense these insights so you have the context you need.
The facts behind the headlines, basically.
That's exactly. So you can spark those deeper conversations tonight, whether it's about global activism, health science, or even community economics.
Okay, so let's jump right in with that first one, global activism. We're looking at Mexico City.
Right. Sources are reporting on protests there, largely organized online and driven by Gen Z, that recently turned violent.
And the numbers are serious. 120 injuries, with 100 of those being police officers.
Yeah, and the motivation behind it is really this broad discontent with corruption, insecurity, government inaction.
The assassination of Mayor Carlos Manzo was cited as a key flashpoint, right?
It was. And while the Mexican president suggested the organizers were right-wing opponents, an 18-year-old student said the movement is really about frustration with everything.
And this isn't happening in a vacuum. We've seen similar Gen Z-fueled protests in Bangladesh, Peru, Nepal.
So a great conversation starter for you is, what's the line between peaceful and violent protest? And what responsibility do young citizens have when they speak up?
Okay, now let's shift gears completely. From major political tension to, well, your teeth.
A daily routine question. When is the best time to brush? Before or after breakfast?
And there's a real dilemma here, scientifically speaking. If you brush before breakfast, you get that immediate protective fluoride coating.
But yeah, it will absolutely ruin the taste of your orange juice.
Exactly. And if you brush after, you get rid of all the food particles, but you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you ate something acidic, like grapefruit. The advice is to wait about 30 minutes to let your saliva do its job neutralizing the acid.
Otherwise, you could actually damage your enamel.
So what's fascinating is that the dentists polled all seem to agree that it's less about the timing.
And more about how you do it. Frequency, proper technique, a soft brush. That's what really matters.
It's a great practical discussion. How much do these scientific recommendations actually shape the little daily routines we do without thinking?
That is a good one. Okay, from daily routines to something I'd say pretty revolutionary in community economics.
A new nonprofit restaurant in Manhattan called Community Kitchen.
Right, with the sliding scale pricing model. Patrons can pay $15, $45, or $125 for their meal.
Based on what they can afford. And the founder, Mark Bittman, his goal is to make access to good, nutritious food a universal right.
But it's not just a mission about food, is it? It's also about labor ethics.
Yes. The establishment is run by an award-winning chef, and they make sure their workers get a fair wage. We're talking $32 an hour.
That's the real insight here. They're solving for food access and redefining labor value at the same time.
So for a conversation starter, you could explore the pros and cons of a model like this for other essential services.
Okay, let's jump from there to environmental science. An entomologist in Western Australia has discovered a new species of bee.
And it has a fantastic name. The Megachil lucifer. The lucifer bee.
Named for the small horns on the female's face and its gold-black hairs.
But the really critical detail is where it was found. It was visiting a single, very rare local wildflower.
Which suggests its habitat is restricted to just that small valley, so it's incredibly susceptible to any environmental changes.
And this discovery really highlights a bigger issue. You know, mining operations in the region often don't document these native species.
So you risk losing both the insect and the threatened plants they support. A chain reaction.
Exactly.
And connecting that local threat to the global stage sources are now indicating the U.S. administration is considering military options against Venezuela.
A very high-stakes situation. They're looking at things like airstrikes or even a ground assault against President Nicolas Maduro.
And the context here is U.S. criticism of what it calls Maduro's repressive regime, along with claims he leads an international drug trafficking network.
Right. And the U.S. already has a significant military presence in the Caribbean, over 15,000 troops.
It's so important to remember that Maduro's leadership has already caused millions to flee the country.
A massive international migration crisis. So it's a very heavy but necessary topic. What are the moral and strategic factors a leader has to weigh before using military force?
That's a deep question. And it leads us well into our quote of the day.
This one is from director Martin Scorsese. He said, "Now more than ever, we need to talk to each other, to listen to each other, and understand how we see the world. And cinema is the best medium for doing this."
And Scorsese really advocates for art as a bridge for connection, doesn't he? It's what his films are all about.
And that ties it all together.
It does. These stories, from the Lucifer Bee to global diplomacy, they just show the incredible breadth of knowledge students are tackling every day.
So we encourage you, take just one of these topics tonight, the dental health one maybe, or the community kitchen model.
And just use it to foster some critical thinking based on the material your students are already engaging with.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.